Whenever I thought about legacies, I always thought about, like, you know, the Nelson Mandelas of this world, the Martin Luther Kings of this world, the Adolf Hitlers of this world. Happy midweek, everyone. Hello, we are back. We are vibing out here. Quick updates on where I am. And maybe this is also like a silent... holiday flex, but it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to be anything like that. It links quite strongly into the topic of what I wanted to talk about today. So let me just quickly give a backstory and then we'll get into it. Yeah, Tev, that good?
Yes, sounds good.
Okay. So Katy and I are on the brink of going on we actually are on this really big trip. It's already started now. Okay. So right now, I'm sitting on an island in the south of Thailand called Koh Lanta. I'm sitting in a beach bungalow kind of thing with that over there as my recording view. And it's the beginning of a trip that we've been planning and that we're taking. Hereafter, we're going somewhere north in Thailand, and then thereafter, we're going to Europe for a few months. So keep an eye on the pod because there's some really cool things coming there. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge in more than one way. But anyway, this got me thinking. So we have packed up our bags into, I guess, two big backpacks, you know, a wheelie bag that I can fit on a plane. And my whole life, our whole lives have been packed up into these bags. And it got me thinking, and something that we've been talking about. We don't, per se, have any assets, right? We don't have a house. We don't have a car. I no longer have a bike. I technically no longer have a home, right? And it got me thinking about legacies and what we leave behind and the importance thereof. And that's what kind of what I wanted to talk about today a little bit is just in general legacies. I mean, we can touch it on it in various different angles. But Tev, I wanted to start off just by asking you, when you think of a legacy, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Initially, I thought legacy would be, like you said, assets be one. Second would have been, what impression have I made on this world? So not necessarily a material thing, but what lasting impact have I left on the people that I have left behind? So is it a mindset change? Is it how they approach their life? Is it a characteristic trait that I've hopefully implemented in people? Kind of like, I think it's the Mother Teresa quote. For whatever room you enter, make sure to leave it better than what you found it. Something along those lines. So things like that's what I initially thought about legacy. And as I've grown up, I've considered legacy to be a physical aspect as well. So who I'm leaving behind, not just what I'm leaving behind. So in having kids, that's a legacy. Getting to see how I essentially establish and set them up for life. What tools and opportunities and resources would be put in place for them to have a slightly easier trip. I think that's what all parents always talk about. They say, my child's life needs to be slightly easier than mine. And that's what I also have incorporated into being legacy for now. How about you? Something similar?
Yeah. It's pretty similar. So I like to fancy myself a bit of a philosophical kind of guy at times. But that's kind of where I thought about it. Like, I actually never thought about legacy being material possessions, right? I never actually thought, like, I built this house, and the legacy that I'm leaving behind is this house, right? I never really thought about it like that. But then I watched a cool show on HBO called White Lotus. You should watch it. Yeah, it's a quick little recommendation show there. But in one of these seasons, and this is not a spoiler, but in one of the seasons, these guys are like, they live in this house in Italy, and he talks about how he's just a caretaker of this house, and how this house has become like this legacy over time because it's been built up and taken care of by people. So I get that. And if you think about like the, Bezos and Steve Jobs, and then like that legacy
Yeah.
It's also somewhat material, right? So I never really thought about it like that. Whenever I thought about legacies, I always thought about, like, you know, the Nelson Mandelas of this world, the Martin Luther Kings of this world, the Adolf Hitlers of this world. That's kind of like, it's, for me, a legacy was always your story that remained beyond when you were there, right? So like, how people remember you, how you are spoken about, how you are regarded in general, all of that kind of stuff, you know, kind of dictates your legacy. But now, what I've come to realize is like, and I want to get your thoughts on this as well. Do you think a desire to leave a legacy, or maybe let's start with this. Do you have any desire to leave a legacy? And if so, do you have any idea of like what kind of legacy like you are you aspiring to leave? Is it more, you don't have to like get into too much detail, but like, is it more like of a material legacy, or you just want to do good, or like, what's kind of the your desires?
Combination of both. So I'd say definitely legacy in the form of a child. So having someone that, not just someone that carries my family name, like the bloodline, so to speak, but someone that is a mini me, a representation of our family. And but we're definitely a combination of having someone, a product of that's essentially the love of Lisa and I living, and from a, let me call it an immaterial point of view, it's evidently trying to leave a lasting mindset change. So a lot of, if you ask people how to define me, I think a lot of people would say he's a selfless guy. He's a caring individual. And I think I'd like to leave something like that ingrained, not in only my child, but in all of my respective friendships, relationships, people I come across. If they can get any aspect from my personality, I'd want that to be left behind. I also thought about things like a trust that's either dedicated to a loved one or in honor of someone. So it doesn't necessarily have to be myself. It could be people that may have passed on before their time, or a lot earlier than we expected them to, and this would be a good dedication to them, and it's also an opportunity for their legacy to live on. So having a hand in someone else's legacy being built, and I guess carried with some sense of longevity, that would definitely be another aspect.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I think it's not far away from some of the things that I would say. We were actually talking about how, like, you know, social media, how it's been, there's sometimes a bit of a negative kind of connotation about social media, and I definitely think that there is a negative side to it. But the other side that I was thinking about, you know, I was scrolling on TikTok the other day, and it's given people opportunities to kind of become famous in their own way, for in a way that is like is unique. So for example, there's this guy who legit what he does is he'll just go stand in a crowded area, and he'll just sing, like, not, he raps basically. So he's like, the other day he was standing, he's like singing like Superman by Eminem, and now he's so famous, lots of people come around him while he's singing, but the shot changes the background, but he's always standing still and singing, and he's become famous for doing this. And there's another guy, he's a weatherman, and what he does is, like, people make a request and they're like, oh, do Slim Shady. And what he does is he drops the lyrics of, you know, he drops the lyrics into his weather reports, and he's become famous doing that. And I think it's really cool, because, you know, what makes people famous, or what's spreading around, is not necessarily dictated by the man, so to speak, or by like big production companies, so to say. Now it's decided by the algorithm. No, I'm just joking. It's like basically decided by like people, right? So legacies are changing naturally, right? And social media essentially is a window into that, right? And it's Katya described it as an art exhibition, It's an art exhibition of your life. And obviously what you put up, like in an art exhibition, you put up your best artwork, right?
Yeah.
So what I wanted to ask you is, have you found that people's, maybe not expectation, but let's say external things, family, friends, everything, you know. So like for me, I sometimes think when people look at people that are our age, maybe not so much of our generation, but by this age, you should be looking to buy a house. You should own a car. You should perhaps be looking to have children. You should be married. You should be, right? And I think for a long time that it dictated the decisions people made. So my question to you is, do you think that your legacy or your actions or anything, like to what extent do you think realistically it is actually being dictated to you, or are you, maybe not dictated, but you're shifting your legacy to match external pressures, if at all, do you think you are?
I'd probably say so. I think it's probably both a conscious and a subconscious thing. So the conscious actions are, like you said, from having a child, I need to have certain things in place. I need to have X amount in the bank. I need to have a steady job. I have to have these considerations in place for me to have that. And I think the unconscious aspects are the influence that we're having. I'm going to take this podcast as an example. We've started to create a legacy for ourselves using this platform. This is something that's going to remain on YouTube for as long as YouTube is available, for as long as Spotify is available. And it's a point that my father-in-law brought up. Wow, you guys are so bold, man. Do you ever think that in 10 years' time or 20 years' time, so your kids, possibly your kids' kids, are going to look back and they have almost an archive of what you had done? You had been bold enough to put yourself out there and you created something that you'll be remembered by. If I were to search this, it's going to be live. It's going to be something that I can access, and it's material. It's legacy. It's there. It's something that was started that I don't think, again, unconsciously, it wasn't Tevin and Tyler starting this because they want their names to be out there for years to come. It was honestly just started as a fun project, and it's grown into something that has many byproducts from it. Yeah, I don't know if you've given that consideration. Think that this is your legacy. The Big Five with Tim and Ty was created by Tyler, and it's a legacy that's going to...
I actually didn't. I'm not going to lie. I didn't think about that until, like, as you were saying it, like, the impact of it. And I was actually just thinking while you were talking, it's so cool when you speak to, like, older generations, like your father-in-law. I think my mom has also mentioned it to me, and I know my mother-in-law, shout out to both of you if you're listening, by the way. They also said to us, like, wow, you guys are so bold that you did this, right? And we get bogged down in the numbers, right? It's like, oh, yeah, like, how are we doing, and et cetera. And it's just so nice, like, when older, it is older generations generally that give us that compliment, but, like, when they just say to you, like, ignore everything and what you're doing is sick, you know, like, it's really cool that you actually have the courage to 36 episodes, Tev, this is hours, my boy, of life that you and I have put into this thing, you know, and
yeah,
we get bogged down in, like, oh, we only get whatever it is, 30, 40 views a week, you know, and it's so nice when people actually say to you, like, you know, not like that external recognition, but just like that simple recognition, you know, and it's happened to me a lot now with this trip, you know, like while I've been planning it and stuff, while we've been planning it, I should say, like, it's been a lot of fun to plan, but also, like, you know, it does get a bit, like, I guess, like, concerning. Like, it's like you have this thing that runs through your mind, like, am I wasting time, you know, by doing this kind of thing? Should I not be doing X, Y, and Z, you know? Or same thing with the podcast. Am I wasting time doing this thing when I should be doing that? But, you know, I think, as you said, like, I think these things come, it all comes together subconsciously, consciously, externally, internally. All these things build up, right, into, like, a pillar of whatever your legacy is. And I think the time that we're living through with COVID, you know, our generation, we have arguably the coolest generation because we have that mixture of, like, online and offline. But, you know, like, we like the perfect blend of that, they say.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying. But, you know, it's such an interesting time that, you know, like, it's so unclear as to what what we should be aiming to leave behind, because the simple things of like having a house is no longer necessarily impressed upon our generation as much, you know? So it's like, so what is it? What do I have? And what do I leave behind? And what am I aiming to leave behind? I don't know. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, man. And I think that change or that added perspective that's relative to the generation that we're living in and the times that we're living in now. Yes, I mean, we're not saying don't have all these material things in place, because that's always going to be a key. It's going to be an asset. That's what it is. It's going to be an asset, something that you keep in your family, and for generations and generations, you'll benefit from having this initial investment that you've sacrificed for that you've made provision for. And I think my perspective has changed in that legacy isn't necessarily always something hard and concrete. I think legacy is moments. Legacy, it's really the moments that define people. So you mentioned a little earlier about these famous historians, these famous political figures, these famous outliers that are renowned for their craft, for their philosophies, for their ideals. And for me, as great as those people are, we all are going to remember them. But for me, the most important people are the people that have even bigger, not just impact, but when I look back at key figures, it's people that have shared very special moments, eye-opening moments throughout my life. And those people have now left a legacy in my life from very simple things. I mean, can I give an example about? Example. The fact that you've, shout out to Master Tyler.
Hey.
You've instilled, I think, a lot of, what would I say, encouragement. And I think you've opened up a lot of doors for me personally. So having already been in a creative space, it was always from a business point of view. So I was doing it for a means. I was editing, I was doing sound design, I was doing final mixing. It was for a means. It was a job. And through you, I was able to take that passion and actually run with it into a very open-ended space. It's something that I have a say over. It's something that has allowed a lot of creative output, but also a lot of internal learnings. There's so many lessons that I've learned through the podcast about myself, about relationships, my relationships with people, things that you can't necessarily learn from textbooks or from it's called external experiences. It's a very personal experience that have amounted to the place that I'm in mentally, the place that we're in with this podcast, and these moments that have left a bigger legacy on me. And I think that's blown my mind, man. It's honestly been special.
Oh, I appreciate that, my boy. Like, and I completely agree with you. Like, it's these, you know, we think of legacies with like these big external philosophers, these big people that we think of, you know, and it's actually like, yes, we remember them, and yes, they did shape the world that we live in. Like, we're not by any means saying that these people do not deserve the legacies that they have,
yeah,
you know, but you know, it, as on a more personal level, as an individual, I think you've hit the nail on the head. It is the small kind of these experiences that build up together, like what we're doing here together, you know, like we've impacted each other's lives on such a level. Not just like, hey, because you said yes, let's do this podcast. Like, it's not as simple as that. It's like what we've learned from each other while we've been doing it. You know, both, you know, the small things you teach me about Da Vinci, but also like the things that while we're talking, the things that we learn about each other, how to work with another person, how to open, to co-run this thing together and to open that space together. I think it's really, really sick. And I actually think that's a really, really nice place to like kind of, you know, wrap it up and you know, kind of end off. I will just say to everybody that is still listening, legit, keep an eye out There's going to be some cool things happening. I have some plans on my side that I want to do, you know, over the next few months. We are trying to increase a little bit of our presence, just get our voice out there a little bit more, because we think that what we're doing is cool. And we think that there's something here, and we hope that everybody that's watching and that has been listening has enjoyed it, has thinks that, well, I mean, even if you don't think that you like our legacy, we have 36 episodes in, we exist and will continue to exist. But for real, shout out to everyone. Thank you so much, Tev. This was a really, really cool conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, man. This is a brilliant topic. And like you've said, thank you for all of those that have shared the journey with us. Thank you to those that reach out to us just to say there was something from that episode that really resonated with me and I loved it. Like, thanks to Kalpesh, who sent me a DM. It was like, man, the episode about habits, really loved it. It was fascinating. I actually recommend this book, read into it. Gives me a bit of perspective, and the outcomes from that book were amazing. So things like that, these moments, man, it's really encouraging us. And I think that's exactly what we need. It's just your feedback, whether it's criticism, whether it's praise, it's something you say, and we do appreciate it. And
it's all part of the
big, it helps us, man. It is. It's part of this, this journey that we're on. So
there's no way to find us. We'll be back here, same time, same place, next week. Hope everyone has a fantastic week. Keep building your legacy, whatever that looks like to you. Keep doing it. We love you for it. We hope you love us for it. And we will see you next week.